Blog Talk Radio.
Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Riddles. I'm a freedom and empowerment, a divine healing practitioner. I'm a speaker and an author. I help women of faith to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And my standing in that unconditional love makes the session with me a place where everyone is safe and nothing is judged. Give everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And just look around that site. There's lots of things that I've posted there that have resonated with me throughout the years. And you may just find what you are looking for as well. Okay, today's show is going to be a little different. Okay, today's show may be a lot different. Who knows? I'm going to have Shoshona, who does emotion code healing. She's going to be on the show doing emotion code healing. And DC Love, who does angel readings, is also going to be on the show. I have no idea what this is going to be like. I personally don't feel all that great, so these beautiful women are going to fill in the gap, so to speak. So you won't really hear much from me. You'll hear mostly from them. So, we'll start out with letting DC introduce herself.
Hello, Barbara. I'm so blessed to be here. I hope you feel better. Hi, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, I'm a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the Angels, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me. And I can't believe it, but we've been together ever since. And she's left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through it. And in doing so, it has given me the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And it helps me to really relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement. But I have now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service, Greetings and good afternoon, everyone, from the magical DC Love. Barbara, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I just was muted. So now it's time for everybody to learn about your show now. Can you tell us about you?
Hello, Barbara. I'm an emotional healer. Yeah, I call myself
Okay, Shoshona, you're breaking up. It's like every other word is broken up.
Okay. I am an energetic healing facilitator. And my base is the emotion code therapy. So much of our suffering is due to negative and emotional energies that have become trapped within us. The emotion code is a simple and powerful method of finding and releasing these trapped energies. And that's what I do, is I shift people's energies. Can you hear me?
Of course.
I can hear you, Shoshona.
I'm muting myself and not unmuting, and I'm sitting here talking, and you guys are supposed to know that, even though you can't hear me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm not really here right now. Okay. So what
that's
I'm getting
okay.
is that we should start out by letting you guys do work on each other. So
that would be wonderful.
Who wants to work on who first?
Yes. Okay, who's going to go first, Barbara?
I don't know. Who's going to go first? That's between the two of you.
If you want to go first, you can go first.
All right, Shoshona, you know what? I will go first. The first thing that I see for you is that you are this beautiful, beautiful phoenix rising out of the ashes, being, you know, reborn and renewed. So I don't know if you're creating, you know, some space for the new that's coming your way. The old cycles of your life are sort of, you know, they're falling away. And, you know, you walk through those beautiful flames of fire. You're cleansed, you're purified, you're reborn. And pretty soon, Shoshona, you're going to have to write a new story because you are not going to recognize the magnificence within you.
Wonderful.
Okay, so if there are any fears that you have, you know, anything that you're, you know, that no longer serves you, please let it go. And sometimes, it's easier if we write it down on paper to really, like, look at it. It's sort of, you know, like we're face-to-face with the issues, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, surrender it to the angels. Let them come in and help you.
Yeah.
The next thing that I'm getting, I have a beautiful angel coming forward. And she's, you know, letting you know that you've really learned some major lessons this time around. Okay, but I'm still getting, in some ways, like communication, there's still like an issue with communication. And the angels are saying, do not be afraid, you know, just say it like it is, okay? Just, you know, it is what it is, just say it, is what the angels are, you know, letting you know. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like maybe there's like an underlying fear because maybe you feel like you're, you know, you won't be accepted or approved by others. If you just speak, you know, you speak the truth. And when we speak the truth, even if it's, you know, for someone, and it doesn't seem like very nice or anything, we're still trying to, you know, give them that loving, honest truth, okay? So we have a beautiful angel with you, and she's going to help you with this issue. And it's really going to help to empower yourself, Shoshona. So I don't know how much you resonate with that, but that's what I am getting. And I'm also getting, please be receptive and be open-minded in regard to business opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, I see material prosperity around you. You're making beautiful, wise decisions. And I'm also getting, I don't know, have you thought about maybe taking like a little, maybe a mini vacation?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting, even if you take a vacation on a budget, it would still be nice.
Yeah.
And make sure that you try to, you know, think positive thoughts because they create, you know, a magnet for a magnificent day, Shoshona.
Yeah.
But I am getting for you, your money wishes are coming true. Remain optimistic.
Okay.
And these wishes are going to materialize sooner than later.
Yeah.
Okay? And I just see, you know, dreams coming true, success, remain happy. You have a lot of good luck around you as well.
All right.
And I have a dragon spirit now. Her name is Ginger, and it'll be 2 years July since she's gone. And she's sort of showing me, like, you were in a rut, but now you're getting out, and that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So whatever rut you were in, you are now getting out. So she's asking that you stay positive. And also, like, think about, like, learning new things, exploring, you know, new and different things, okay?
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, listen when others are talking about maybe their spiritual path, and it may give you some ideas.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean, if there's something that someone says and it resonates with you, take it, and then you could put the rest to the side. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else are they showing me? Okay. Okay, and I'm just getting it, like, you are, you know, letting go of things. And just please focus and give thanks for the many blessings that are presently in your life. And I'm getting, you know, please don't compare, like, yourself to others, because it's sort of like you're trying to compare, like, apples to oranges, okay? There really is no comparison.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm getting just, like, seize the day. And no matter what circumstances, you know, we are in, there's always something to be grateful for. And Shoshone, it's time to build upon that. And that's where the angels are asking you to start, okay? Okay, did you have something going on spiritually? Because I'm getting, like, a spiritual recovery of sorts.
Well, I'm starting to come into my own spiritually.
Okay.
You know, like, even my own psychic abilities are there, and they come in,
okay,
and block whatever, right? So I don't necessarily do those kind of readings for people because I don't have the confidence in myself yet.
Okay,
but
you know what? Now, see what you're doing? You're comparing. Do not compare. Everybody does something a little different. Wouldn't it be really boring if we all did the same exact thing?
Yeah, it would.
You know, it would be so boring. I mean, then why even, you know, why would Barbara even want a co-host? Because if we did exactly what Barbara did, she wouldn't need us. You know, we're sort of like, you know what, we're sort of like the seasoning on Barbara's food there. We give her food a little bit more oomph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the time to really follow your heart and your soul, okay? And it's a time to forgive yourself. And, Shoshone, it's a time to forgive yourself and others, okay?
Yeah.
And all the answers that you are looking for, whatever you are seeking, is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, meditate, you know, get those answers, and then it'll be time to take action, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if you have a gratitude journal, but if we write down a couple things each day that we are grateful for, you're going to see, you know, by the end of a couple weeks, you know, a couple months, wow, you know, the universe loves to, you know, gift us more, and you're just grateful for so much that you're going to see, you know, more and more come your way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm getting my dog. Excuse me, hon, go ahead, Shoshona.
It's coming, DC.
Yeah.
Actually, the wave has started. So.
Okay. Oh, my dog Ginger has a T-shirt for you, and it has a big capital T. That's all it has on it. And I said, Ginger, I mean, just a capital T? She said, yeah, Mom. The T is to just remind Shoshona to see the truth.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, and to see the beauty, the joy, and the happiness as well that can be found in this life. So if you look hard enough or in the right places, you're going to find it, okay?
Yeah.
And this for you is a great time to just, like, experience different spiritual approaches.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, just experience. If something resonates with you, use it. If it doesn't, that's okay. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
And I'm also, I have to ask you now, are you in a relationship with someone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because the angels were saying, you know, this is a time, they're talking, you know, about your spirituality, and just watch, because you may find someone that comes in that may, you know, present themselves as a teacher, maybe a pastor, an instructor, and sort of, you know, like, trying to, like, connect with you in a love kind of way, which would really, you know, not be, it's not proper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just watch and keep it come your way. And the angels are saying, Shoshana, we're just telling you this because caution is needed in this area. Okay?
Yeah.
So they just want to let you know. And just know that, you know, this is a beautiful time of new for you, for new goals, new ambitions, new action. It's going to be beautiful. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is an excellent time, you know, for your health. You have to just make sure you stay positive. Okay?
Yeah.
If there's any changes that are needed, do them slowly.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if we stick with little changes, then they're going to last. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel, are you maybe like a little bit resistant to change? Because they're saying be careful, because that could really be.
I work constantly, so
okay.
If I feel myself crossing, I'm going
okay.
in and I'm checking the trapped emotions to see what's holding me back.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, you've got to watch your stress level to keep that under control, Shoshana.
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, when in doubt, just go back to the basics, proper nutrition, proper rest, exercise, and you're going to see how, you know, this is going to help you to face any challenge, and you're going to feel better as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So just make sure that you're doing whatever you can to really support your health is what the angels are telling me, okay?
Yeah.
And you may
yeah.
have already realized this, and she's realized that she could do a little bit better. And just think of, like, you know, for a while, just think of two things that would really improve your health and then work on those two things, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's
yeah.
see.
Sounds good.
And you're sort of the person that tries to take care of everybody else's needs. And you've got to make sure you make time for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, no matter how busy you are, Shoshana, you've got to find a little time to focus on yourself, even if it only, you know, ends up being a couple minutes a day.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's really going to affect the health in a positive way. But please, no matter what you're doing, you know what, if you don't take care of you, you're not going to be good for anyone, okay? So please
yeah.
remember that and please take care of yourself.
Yeah, wonderful.
Getting this should be a time where you need to take a little time off if you can, and this is a time to really enjoy life.
Yeah.
And it will help your mental and your physical state, okay?
Yeah.
So figure out, you know, what you've been doing right and then build upon that is what the angels are saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And just, you know, make sure that you realize that whatever is going on in your body that your body still supports you in some way and say thank you to your body. Okay.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
it still has served you in some ways. Okay. But I'm getting, like right now for you, your self-esteem and your self-care is very, very important, okay?
Yeah.
And Shoshana, you are like a beautiful goddess. You're asked to really connect with that goddess within. You are meant to be a leader, okay? You're meant to, you know, point people in the right directions,
mm-hmm.
okay? So,
mm-hmm.
and you're meant to, you know, take control. So please, like I said again, please, you know, make sure that you take care of you first so that you can help
yeah.
people in this way. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm getting, I don't know, but the angels are showing me that your third eye is really opening now.
Yeah.
And this is going to help you to see the truth of situations for what they really are. And you're asked to follow your intuition.
Okay.
So another looking at it is, too, you've got to look beyond your two physical eyes to see what's going on, okay?
Yeah.
Look within, follow your intuition, and whatever, you know, whatever else that you're feeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, keep your energy, you know, and your mind focused on, you know, the best possible outcome for any situation. You're going to
yeah.
see there's going to be signs, there's going to be symbols, and they're going to say, Shoshana, you are on the right track, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I have one little more message. Okay. And just know that you are protected. You know, you are loved. You have a beautiful divine team with you, okay? And this is a beautiful time to direct that energy and be creative. And don't worry and just enjoy yourself. Okay, and that's pretty much what I have for you. I hope that, you know, brought in some insight.
Yes, it did. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, do you have a senior body or...
Shoshana, you were breaking up a little bit, hon. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Any panic or any...
You know what? I have a little bit of with my hands from repetitive motions. You know, I got a little bit of like something going on with my hands.
Okay.
I've had problems with my sinuses for a while, so I've been working like on my sinuses too. So pretty much like that would be, you know, two things that are really bugging me, like my hands. I almost feel like it's like a carpal tunnel, but I have like some fibromyalgia with it. And my sinuses are a wreck.
Okay. Okay, can I connect you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, is my name D-Stove?
Yeah.
No, is my name Jonah? Yes, is my
okay,
name
I couldn't hear you. Okay, you say, is my name D-Stove and I said yes?
Yeah, no, I'm connected to you now, so
okay.
You don't have to say anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is my name... D Love. No, my name's Shoshana. Yes. Is my name DC Love? Yes. Is my name Shoshana? No. So connect. Hey, can we connect to DC sinuses? Yeah.
Shoshana.
They're trapped in motion. Can you hear me?
Your fellow.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but sometimes when you talk, we can't hear you. It's breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up for me now, too.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Barbara,
going.
You are breaking up. So the both of you, when you both talked, you both broke up there a little bit.
Yeah. Can you hear me, DC?
I can hear you now. Now you're both clear.
It's saying submissive. Humiliated, threatened, hurt, insecure, anxious, scared, excited. What I'm doing is I'm releasing trapped emotions from your sinus cavity. Humiliated, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, confused. Astonished, perplexed, eager, energetic, it's circling energetic, brave, energetic, confused, inquisitive, loving, hopeful, sensitive, hateful, hurt, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, disillusioned, perplexed, astonished, eager. Energetic, liberated. Is there any DC?
Okay, Shoshana, you were breaking up. I couldn't hear like the last couple things that you said.
What is it's out of emotions in your senses? So I can't remember what. Hour.
Okay, you were breaking up again. I couldn't hear you.
Scared. Shocked. Perplexed. Eager. Energetic. Liberated. Ecstatic. Amused. Respected. Courageous. Sensitive. Playful. Open, inspired, indifferent, apathetic, isolated. Difference. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there's still a little bit of like a disturbance in the line, but I heard you a little bit better than before.
Okay. Indifferent. It's pointed to it. What I see is a panorama wheel. The circle wheel has about 100 different trappings on it. And I pendle over it and it goes in slot saying hurt it. Submiss. Scared. Any other emotions in the sign of gravity? Going into the left wrist. Is it in the wrist or in the hand?
Sort of like both.
Okay. And DC's left wrist hand. Does she have any trapped emotions? Yes. Scared. Hurt. Humiliated. Rejected. Submissive. Insecure. Anxious. Scared. Interested. Proud. Accepted. Powerful. Peaceful. Intimate. Optimistic. Sensitive. Loving. Perplexed. Awe. Astonished. Perplexed. Awe. Eager. Energetic. Liberated. Ecstatic. Amused. Inquisitive. Important. Confident. Respectful. Fulfilled. Courageous. Full. Full. Open. Release the trapped motive. And then it goes in it in over it. So that we go to happy action. That's what it's in point. Hurt, humiliated, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, perplexed, awe, liberated. Okay, are there any other trapped emotions within the left hand? Is there any other trapped emotions within the left wrist and hand? Structurally? No. Are hateful, hurt, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, excited, joyful, interested, proud, excited, powerful, peaceful. Dismissed, lonely, spare, abandoned, disappointed, avoidance, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, powerful, accepted, proud, interested, joyful, excited, amazed, perplexed, awe, astonished, eager, liberated. How do you feel, DC?
I feel good. I still have like the same problem exactly like with the left hand. That hasn't like changed. My sinuses feel a little bit better though. They really do.
Okay. We'll go back and check on the sinuses. Actually, we'll check your third eye and see if it's.
Sinuses feel like they're feeling good, but the left, like I said, the left wrist and hand are still hurting.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you class it as?
Probably like an 8.
Okay. Can we tap into the left hand and wrist again? Yes. Okay. Is it a 10? No. Is it a 9? No. Is it? It says yes, it's an 8. Rejected. submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, joyful, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, playful, loving, fulfilled, confident, inquisitive, energetic, eager, limited. Okay, is it still an 8? No. Is it a 7? No. Is it a 6? No. Is it a 5? Yes. Okay, hurt. Do they hurt? Yes. Is it hurt in the wrists? Yes, it's going to hurt. Threatened, mad, frustrated, critical. Liberated. Are they a 5? No, a 4. Yes. Submissive, insecure, anxious, threatened, hurt, hateful, mad, aggressive, frustrated, distant, critical, disapproval, disappointed, awful, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? No. 9, 8, 7, 6 layers of depression. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from DC, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but surrounding her in a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles? Humiliated, full, threatened, mad, aggressive, frustrated, distant, critical, disapproval, disappointed, awful, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, apathetic, isolated, abandoned, empty, inferior, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, revulsion, hesitant, remorseful, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifference. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy from DC now, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz? Hateful, mad, threatened, aggressive, frustrated, distant, critical, disapproval, abandoned, despair, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? No. 9? No. 8? No. 7? Yes. Okay. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from DC, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but surrounding her in a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles. Anxious, submissive, hurt, humiliated, hateful, threatened, mad, aggressive, frustrated, distant, disappointed, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, apathetic, isolated, abandoned, apathetic, isolated, abandoned, isolated, abandoned, isolated, abandoned, isolated, empty, inferior, vulnerable, powerless. Care, is the left wrist and hand still a 5? No, a 4, no, a 3, no, a 2, no, a 1, no, a 0. How does it feel, DC?
It feels like a little bit better, but I still, like, I have pain still in the hand. The wrist feels like a little bit better, but the hand is still, like, painful. What I had done is my grandson, he's 2, I was changing his diaper, and he was, like, just rolling and, like, all over the place. He didn't want a diaper on, and he had just pooped. And I was trying to hold him and try to, like, change him and get the poop off of him, and I sprained it, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's still sprained a little bit somewhat, but it's feeling a little bit better. It really is.
So you do have a sprain in that wrist.
The wrist slash hand, I think I have a sprain in it as well, but I had injured it, like, a while back, and I felt like I had some carpal tunnel issues. And after I was, like, when I heard it, like, trying to change my grandson, it's just been really crazy. Like, it really, you know, it bothers me. So I've been putting, like, some pain relief creams, like, rubbing it into the hand and the wrist a little bit.
Yeah. Is that helping?
It is helping. And one of my past lives, I was an orphan and I was abandoned, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. Is DC holding trapped emotions from past lives? Yes. Is this all from this life? No. No, that's what we're pulling from you right now, is your past lives.
Yeah, because I did have, like I said, you know, past lives that I remember. Like I said, I was abandoned, I was orphaned, and there was, like, a lot of different things in past lives.
Yeah.
So I do believe that you did, in fact, pick up on them.
Yeah. Well, if you want to continue working on each other as healers or whatever, I'm game for that.
Sure. I mean, it's really cool. That is, it's beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Yeah, and Barbara had told me about you, and I had my sinus problem, so I wasn't able to really connect, but this is really, really cool. Spirit brought us together today.
Yeah.
Really, really
and
cool.
And I stayed home from work today, so it was meant to be.
I'm getting from you, I'm a healer. Like, I'm a natural healer. Jesus and Mother Mary are my main guides, and I do natural healing. I'm a Reiki master and two different modalities. And you, too, over many lifetimes, were a healer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and, you know, you may have even had some kind of, like, a physical issue in a past lifetime, and it might be, like, an underlying thing that you have presently.
Okay.
So when we have, like, physical issues, you know, like, that sometimes they're with us for a while, it really helps us, you know, to have compassion for other people and to help them.
Yeah.
But you do have beautiful healing skills, and you are a healer. Okay?
Yeah.
So I would suggest to you just, you know, like, see what the different modalities of healing are and see what really, like, resonates with you along with the beautiful work that you do presently.
Yeah.
And
I'm still releasing from that left wrist as you're talking. I'm releasing from you.
But I'm also, you know, getting that you lived in a communal setting, and I feel like you were, like sort of like a monk in a past lifetime. And from that lifetime, it could interrupt, like, you know, career and relationships, you know?
Yeah.
Where you have, you know, some issues and you may be struggling. You're not as financially secure as you would like to be, you know, and there may be issues with, you know, even with relationships. But it's just because of that past lifetime, like, you're still carrying that, and they really do need to be released, the issues, like, from the past lifetimes.
Yeah.
Because you truly deserve abundance. You know, it's your birthright. You deserve it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, is there any other trapped emotions within that left wrist and hand? No, nothing that I can release right now. Can I tap into the right wrist and hand? Is the right one as bad as the left?
No, the left one actually, like, I have a regular cordless phone that I'm using, and at times when I'm holding it, when I put the phone down, I can't even close my hand. It gets, like, that crazy, the left.
Oh, really?
But the right is, like, it's more so tight now than it is. It's not as bad. It's not hurting. It's just more so like a tight feeling.
Yeah, it's insecurity. Is that from this lifetime? No. That's from a past life. Yes. Insecurity. Is it hidden? No, is it secret? No, is it embedded? No. Submissive, rejected, humiliation, hurt, threatened, hateful, mad, aggressive, distant, critical, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed. Is there many layers of despair or depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? No. Is there 9? Yes. Okay. Release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from DC's right wrist and hand, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising the internal frequency of it to that of 7.83 hertz, but surrounding her in a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles. Yes. Hurt, humiliated, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, joyful, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, guilty, distant, frustrated, mad, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, excited, disillusioned, awe, perplexed, energetic, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, indifferent. No, inspired, open, playful, sensitive, hopeful, loving, important, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, playful, anxious, scared, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, joyful, eager, energetic, astonished, energetic, liberated. Okay, are there any other trapped emotions within DC's right wrist and hand? No. On a scale of 1 to 10, is it a 10? No, a 9, no, an 8, no, a 7, a 6, a 5, a 4, a 3. It's at a 2. Hurt. Threatened. Mad. Hateful, humiliated, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, abandoned, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, astonished, disillusioned, eager, astonished, liberated. Okay, is it at a 2, a 1? It's now at a 0. How does your right hand feel?
It feels really good. Yeah, my right feels less, it's not tight anymore. It does feel really good.
Yeah. So the left one we may have to work on because you do have a sprain in it, right?
Yeah, I believe so, I sprained it. Like I said, it was like mud wrestling with poop with a 2-year-old grandson. So it's, oh, my gosh, like I'll open my hand and I'll like go, ah, you know, my husband will say you have to work out. I said, that you can't work. I have to let it rest. I can't work out. I can't use anything in my hand to make it stronger. It's just got to rest because it just,
yeah.
I must have moved it the wrong way and I got news from home, you know. But I have to ask you one more thing. While you were giving me the reading, I had the essence of a beautiful grandmother come forward, and I just like delicious food and things being baked. In fact, I think she was a better baker than a cook, but she loved to bake. And oh my gosh, like when she, you know, she still comes around you, and you know, your home and everything feels so much like nicer and has like that homey, warm feeling when she's around. Not that it doesn't otherwise, but she just, like, she has such an essence about her. And like I said,
My grandmother, Jessie.
Okay, well, she's handing you a beautiful heart, and she's coming in now, but there's an older gentleman coming into, I think it's a grandfather, she's telling him to stay there for a second, and she's asking you, Shoshona, she wants you to really follow the beautiful path that you're on. And she wants you to walk your true path, and you are going to find happiness, okay? And just know that she's there with you, and she's letting you know that many, many miracles await you, okay?
Wow.
And I'm getting, like, there's an older man with her, grandfather figure. He sort of, like, needs assistance. He walks with a cane. He's there, too. And I sort of feel like he's, like, just, like, he feels it's his job to watch over everyone.
Yeah.
So he's making sure everyone is okay. He's saying it's my job, you know? So,
yeah.
But they came in, like, first she came in, and then he came in, and he's not a talker like she is.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
but he just
journey.
Wants to know that this
my
is a beautiful, that we're all together here, and it's not an accident. There are no coincidences, and he's, like, smiling.
You have walked the cane in faithful.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat that, please?
Would he have walked with cane in love?
I see him walking with a cane. That's all, you know, I can't tell if there's a walker, but I do see a cane, and he's walking rather slow.
Okay, because it could be a person who died with a cane.
Okay. But I'm getting, like, it would be for you, it would be like a dad or a grandfather, and I just feel it's a grandfather.
You're my grandfather, Jerry.
Okay. They just wanted you to, you know, to know how much that, you know, they love you and they're watching over you. But your grandmother is more, you know, she's just like really telling you, you have to follow that beautiful path that you're on. Shoshona, many miracles are waiting for you.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I'm getting, I don't know, like white, sometimes people, you know, they don't wear like white, but I'm getting white is beautiful for you. It really like helps you to get in connection with that beautiful energy within, that magnificent, you know, beautiful divine energy. And
yeah.
I have a crystal with me that I have here. I was holding it for a little while. It's from Mount Shasta. And I just saw you just, you know, like I was saying, come on, Shoshona, like close your eyes and, you know, let's take a spiritual journey. And we were walking to the top of Mount Shasta.
Cool.
So we're there now. Imagine you're there with me, and you're just going to just, you know, close your eyes, and you're going to take in a couple deep breaths and really bring that beautiful, beautiful, it's like a beautiful white light, and it's at the top of the mountain, and there's a little bit of snow, and we just feel like, oh, my gosh, this air and, you know, the essence of the mountain and everything, it's so pure.
Yeah.
So this place that the angels want you to let go of whatever you're holding on to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we
I
just have
you.
This divine energy all around us. It's, you know, it's starting at the bottom of our feet, and we can feel it like, you know, going up, you know, into our toes and then into our feet, and it's just going up the whole entire body.
Yeah.
And as it goes, we just feel that beautiful, beautiful energy. And now that you have all this energy in you, you've let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to, you are ready to continue on your path.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I stayed on today for...
Oh, you're breaking up. Barbara, do we have callers? Do we have Barbara?
They're in the caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
There is a caller, but they haven't pressed 1 to raise their hand.
Okay.
And
well,
so God is just saying that you both need to work on me.
Okay. Well, you know what? We will work on Barbara. That's awesome. Okay. Okay. So, Barbara, may I start?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so the first thing I'm getting is, Barbara, you already know the answers to the questions you are asking, but at times you don't trust what you know. Okay? You've just got to, you know, you've got to know that it's within, and it was gathered during many different lifetimes. So you've got to, you know, you've got to trust, you know, that it is within you. You've got to allow your soul to lead you, okay? And now I'm asked again to, you know, take you as well. We're going to, Shoshone and I are going to walk you back up to the mountain, Barbara. Okay? We've got to go on another trip. Shoshone, are you up for a girlfriend? Okay, Shoshone and I, we're ready. We have our hiking boots on. Put your hiking boots on, Ginger Sin, Auntie Barbara. Okay.
Okay.
So we are just visualized. We're going up this beautiful, beautiful mountain. And, oh, my gosh, as, you know, as we're going up higher and higher, the air just gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. Oh, my goodness, it's beautiful. And, of course, it is the beautiful Mount Shasta in California. And as we're going there, Barbara, whatever you're holding on to, anything negative, anything toxic, you're sort of just, you know, you're able to just release it. And the higher we go, the more at peace you are. You feel your connection with the light. You feel your connection with the divine. You feel your connection with your own truth. Okay, we are presently, the three of us, and Barbara, you're standing in the middle. We are there with you. And what we're going to do is we're going to close our eyes, each of us, and we're going to experience this beautiful mountain. We're going to inhale deeply and allow this beautiful, beautiful white light that is just sparkling on the top of the mountain to purify us, energize us, and enlighten us. So, Barbara, as we stand there with you, we ask you to visualize yourself letting go of anything that's, you know, not necessary to hold on to anymore. Anything that sort of drags you down, anything that feels heavy. And, you know, I just see a smile on your face, and you are so willing to do this. And I just feel like your shoulders are, they're so much lighter, and your body just feels so beautiful. You're allowing that beautiful white light to enter the bottom of your feet. And it's going all the way up your whole entire body. Your body is just more relaxed. And you're saying, oh, my gosh, do I still have those boots on? I feel lighter than ever. So we sort of have to put, like, little bungee cords on your barber because you're floating away on us, okay? We're giving you permission, you know, the divine is giving you permission to soar, but we don't want you to float away on us until we get back down the mountain, okay? So you truly have left whatever it is up on the top of that beautiful mountain, and you now experience the magnificent light that brings peace, it brings love, it brings comfort on all levels. And you now are connecting to the truth that you needed to connect with, and all is well. So now the three of us are going to, you know, we're going to venture back down the mountain, Barbara. Do you feel a little bit lighter?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I do, too.
It was beautiful. So with that, you know, with that, the little journey that we took, visualize your most important goals and your desires being met, okay? And, you know, use your positive affirmations to help everything manifest for you. And, you know, you always seem to have a positive attitude, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you have a connection with so many different positive people. You could, you know, see what they're doing, or maybe you're, you know, you're listening here or there, that their positive influence is going to help as well. And Ginger's showing me up in the sky. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, look up in the sky. There's a star with your name on it. It's so beautiful. And you're saying, well, where, Ginger? And you look up in the sky, and it's the biggest star up in the sky. You can't miss it, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, Auntie Barbara, you are so in touch with your spirituality right now. So this is the time for you, you know, to share your wisdom with others and your joy. And, you know, from what we talked about yesterday, you are doing that. You're sharing your wisdom. You're sharing your joy. And this is going to manifest into abundance for you. And just know, you too, Barbara, the world needs your beautiful light and your happiness. And make it a point, you know, to let your beautiful light shine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay, and I don't know why I'm getting the same message for you as I did with Shoshona. Is just watch the people that you connect with, because there may be something that may be thought of as a love connection, and it's not going to be a good connection, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because, you know, we have to keep things separate, you know, like for the most part, you know, like if someone comes in and maybe you're working with them in some respect, you know, it's not good to, you know, cross boundaries and go into the love area, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I'm getting to, you've been a little bit busy in the physical world, Barbara. I know that you do this, do that, there's church, you take your brother, you do different things, and Ginger's sort of showing me like a picture of like a chicken with their head cut off. So what I'm getting is when I, you know, before we started the show, well, I was at an appointment with a family member. I actually sat in a waiting room, and there was nobody with me, and that's when I heard Jesus say, be still. Peace, be still. And he's saying it to you, Barbara. Peace, be still. Okay, so I don't know, but I think you need like that complete stillness where there's no distractions. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm also getting, you know, what you thought about your spirituality, like when you were younger, it may have been religious, you know, things that you thought about. Sort of like some of the stuff you have to go back and you've got to just like, you know, I guess revisit it and then reinvent, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting this something that from the old that's actually not as bad as you thought it was. It sort of could be like, say you have a dress and you sort of say, you know what, if I fix it up a little bit, this could look brand new and look awesome. Well, the same thing with this is go back, whatever it was like religiously, just think about it, and Spirit will give you the answer. And you're sort of going to fix it up, and you're going to be able to use it at this time.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. And, Barbara, this is an amazing time for you. You have a magnificent divine spiritual connection. It's like Ginger saying, oh, my goodness. You know, she's got this amazing connection, and it's like stronger than it has ever been is what I'm being shown. And what I'm being asked is that you see yourself as this beautiful, beloved child of the universe, okay? And feel the support that is coming. It's coming from all around you, Barbara, okay?
Okay.
And all you have to do is just, you know, just ask, and you're going to feel that beautiful energy. So you are this beautiful, beautiful, amazing, beloved child of the universe. Okay. And it's really important that, you know, that you share, and you do. I mean, every time you learn something, you do share it with others, and that's what you're meant to do, okay?
Okay.
And you have so many important insights, Barbara. You can't even imagine that you have so much more to share.
Okay.
And when you just, like, you have, like, a conversation or we share things on air, it's really going to help you to enrich your life as well, okay? Because that's what they're showing. Just keep sharing what you're sharing. And, you know, then people, I guess, like, you know, we bring different things, what you shared, and it does, you know, it does help. Okay. Okay, so this is a time that you're going to have new insights, new understandings, And Barbara, they may come in the blink of an eye. So even if you're out and about, just get a tiny little notebook and, you know, carry a pen with you to write them down.
Okay.
Because they're going to, you know, it's not going to just be while you're meditating or you're home. You could be waiting at a red light and, you know, you could ask your brother if he's with you, have him write it down. But the understanding is it's just going to come so fast. Like as fast as the light changes, that's how fast the information is going to come, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just live in the moment, okay? I'm just going to, you know, just live in the moment. I don't know if you live in the moment, but that came up big, like live in the moment. Okay. Okay. And just give yourself like a little bit of time and space because I feel like you're a sponge and so much is being absorbed all at once, Barbara. So there's a lot going on there. Okay.
Okay.
So they're showing me, let's see. Okay, and this is just going to bring you, all this insight is going to bring more freedom to you. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like, even, you know, what's connecting with other people, always, you know, think for yourself and explore for yourself, okay? Don't follow others, you know? And please, like, you know, really think, you know, for a while before you make any major life changes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I'm getting just take one step at a time. Don't hurry. Okay, and that's what they're showing me. And I'm just getting that you were, you know, you're going to be this magnificent spiritual leader, Barbara. You already, in my book, you already are. You are a magnificent spiritual leader. You truly are. Okay. Let me see. I think I have another message for you. And Ginger's excited that we were giving Auntie Barbara messages today. Okay, let's see. She loves to give Auntie Barbara messages. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, so we have one of your favorites coming in. Ginger's laughing. And he's bringing Barbara, you know, no other than his industrial liquid chakra cleaner. Okay, and Ginger's saying, I'm in charge right now, Auntie Barbara. Okay, please take a deep breath, okay? Close your eyes. Archangel Michael is putting on protective eyewear, okay? And he wants you to breathe really deep. Okay, so he's pouring that beautiful liquid chakra cleaner at the crown chakra, and it's going down through all the chakras. And as it does, of course, your beautiful chakras are, you know, the beautiful color they're supposed to be. They're turning just the right way. They're actually really sparkly from what Ginger says. Okay, so Archangel Michael gave Ginger a little bit left over in case anybody else needs it. But he's saying, Barbara, you know, your chakras look amazing. And with that being said, he sort of wants to give you something else if you'll accept it symbolically. He wants to hand you a sword and a shield of your own, Barbara, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, Barbara, I would like you to use these as powerful tools for stress. Now, what did I say to you yesterday, Barbara? Breathe. I must have said it about 5 times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Archangel Michael is saying, Barbara, I've been noticing that you've been, you know, shallow breathing lately. And the reason that you're doing that is this is the way you are responding to the pressure that you have in your life. Okay, so you really have to, like, try to be more aware when you're, you know, you're rushed or you're stressed. Please be aware of your breathing pattern and the way it changes, okay? So in a manner of speaking, you were sort of in, like, here and there in a fight or flight response, Barbara, okay?
Okay.
And as, like, breath is also called prana, which means universal energy, okay? And this beautiful prana can be used to find balance between the body and the mind. And Archangel Michael is agreeing, and he's saying, you know, conscious breathing is just as important to your health as anything else, as your diet, as exercise. And he's asking that, you know, throughout your day, take a couple moments here and there and just breathe deeply. Breathe deeply and easily, okay? And he's saying a lot of people hold tension in their shoulders, their neck, their back, He's asking you to be aware of these areas, okay? And try to relax these areas, your shoulders, your neck, and your back, as you are breathing deeply. And then when you're done, just take a deep sigh. And that also can balance the energies of the body quickly. So he's asking the both of you ladies to please take a deep sigh for us right now. He's saying, how do you feel? Do you feel more calm? Do you feel less stressed? Great.
Yeah.
You should feel a little bit more relaxed, a little more calm.
Yeah.
And your body, you know, becomes naturally relaxed. And this is a way to help you to, you know, to all of us, to really be in control of our stress levels, okay?
Yeah.
Whenever we feel like something is, you know, is a little bit out of sort or whatever, we're going to take the time, we're going to breathe deeply, and we're going to rebalance our energy so quickly. Okay? So that was Archangel Michael's, his little exercise that he had for you, and he's saying, Barbara, keep the sword, you know, and the shield, you know, handy, just in case you want to use it for other purposes. It's yours.
Okay.
So he's saying, you know, you could use it, use your discretion, you know, whatever you want to do with it. You know, he said, I have faith in you.
Okay.
Now let me see here. Okay. I'm trying to see what I'm getting here. Okay, let's see. Okay. Come on, spirit. Okay. I'm getting a beautiful, beautiful spirit around you. Okay. I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman. I'm just seeing, like, hearts around you, and that shows me that this, you know, beautiful spirit is watching over you. Okay. I believe it may be a male spirit. And he's with you. He's acting as, like, a guardian angel. And he wants to help you, you know, during this beautiful transformation that you're going through, Barbara. Okay, and he's saying, I'm always with you.
Okay.
And I'm feeling that you feel energy around you at times, and I don't know if you're paying attention. But he's coming in with a woman, so there's two of them. Okay. I'm getting maybe, like, do you, like, if you're in the car and you're listening to radio, do you think of someone?
I never listen to the radio.
Okay, do you smell something like a, maybe like a cologne or a fragrance? Because I'm getting like the two of them are with you. And even if you overhear a conversation somewhere, it may, you know, put you in a different mindset to think about something else. Do you have like electrical disturbances at the house? Like at times, like I think I see lights flickering, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do have a pair, like I said, I have a pair coming in, like, with you. So I'm sort of feeling like grandmother, grandfather almost. Okay, and the woman was a beautiful cook. And she sort of whispers in your ear, Barbara, is what she's showing me. She whispers in your ear, and she's saying, yes, grandmother. And I'm sort of getting, like, you get what I do. You catch things, like, out of the corner of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he's just, like, he's walking around. Okay, and I'm just, they're showing me, like, your beautiful family tree. And they just want you to know that you are loved and you are supported, Barbara.
Okay, good.
They're helping you to fulfill all your goals during this lifetime is what I'm getting. Okay, I'll see if there's anything else. Let me just see. Okay, let's see what the angels, if they have anything else. I have Ginger, she's scanning, and she's letting me know if there's anything else for you, Barbara. She's saying, this is such a beautiful, she said, this is so beautiful, but it was unexpected, so she's, like, really excited here. Okay, so what she's doing is she's asking Mother Mary to come in because she knows that we connect with her during the week a lot, and she's saying Mother Mary is one of your biggest fans, Barbara.
Okay.
And Mother Mary is coming in. She's saying, my beloved Barbara, I am so honored to be here. And she's asking you to think about what, you know, really brings you joy, Barbara. Where would you like to make a positive difference in this world? What is your passion? And she's there to help you to take action, you know, towards the answers to these questions. And she's saying you are such a beautiful, bright light. You have your own star. She loves your star. She wants you to shine brightly. And she wants you to really, you know, share what your, you know, your hopes, your aspirations, your goals, your dreams are with others. And as you do it, just smile, and you do. I could feel when you talk, I could feel that beautiful smile. And you're going to help others to be, you know, that enthusiastic and really to want to follow their dreams. You're meant to be a leader, okay? But I am getting that you do need a little bit more just stillness where there's, you know, really, really quiet, where there's nothing going on, and that's when you can connect to your truth, okay?
Okay.
So she's asking, you know, she said, Archangel Michael, you know, she loves, like, the breathing technique. She's saying, remember to breathe. You know, sit quietly and just close your eyes and just focus on within the beautiful sound of your breath. Focus on your heartbeat. And as you do, notice how everything just, like, slows down, and it's just beautiful. At that time, you may have feelings or thoughts or visions. And this is the way that you're going to get, you know, some of the guidance, because we know that she has a second job. She moonlights at night. Barbara is, she's working on the other side, I think, at night there. is what we're being shown. But you're here, and you affect so many lives in a positive way, Barbara. Okay? So in order for you to bring more light into this beautiful world, because you are a light worker, you are so needed, you are asked to see yourself through the eyes of love, through Mother Mary's eyes, and to see yourself as the divine sees you, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying this is going to bring more blessings your way and really increase your own self-esteem. And, Barbara, those are the messages that I have for you. I hope that they were helpful.
Yeah, they were. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so now I have Ginger saying, okay, Shoshona, you're up, girlfriend.
So, Barbara, how are you feeling?
I feel better. My sinuses are still whatever they're doing. My throat is a little scratchy, tickly kind of thing. And my body just feels tired.
Okay. Okay. Can I tap into Barbara? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Okay, can we tap into the virus within Barbara's body? Okay, it within the virus. Hurt? Is this past life? No, no. Hurt? Rejected, insecure, scared, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, awe, liberated. Is the virus stuck in her body at a 10? No, a 9, an 8, a 7, instead of 6. Insecure, hurt, humiliated, threatened, insecure, anxious, scared, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, peaceful, hopeful, sensitive, loving, courageous, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, perplexed, astonished, awe, eager,
liberated. Okay. Is the virus in Barbara's body? There at a 6. No, a 5. No, a 4. No, a 3. No, a 2. The 2 now. Insecure, anxious, hateful, threatened, hurt, rejected, insecure, scared, astonished, liberated. Okay, can we tap into Barbara's sinuses? Yes. Okay, is the virus in the sinuses? Yes. Insecure. Threatened. Insecure. Anxious. Joyful. Okay, is the virus in Barbara's sinuses at a 5? No, a 4. No, a 3. No, a 2. A 2. Submissive. Insecure. Anxious. Scared. Startled. Liberated. Okay, is the virus in Barbara's sinuses at a 2? No, a 1. No, a 0. Yes. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Barbara within her sinuses? No. Does she have any past life issues? Yes. Are they in the sinuses? Yes. Insecure. Rejected. Insecure. Rejected. Insecure. Anxious. Scared, startled, joyful, confused, energetic, liberated, astonished, energetic, liberated. And it's stuck on liberated. Does Barbara have any other past life issues within her sinus cavity? Scared, startled, awe, astonished, resentful, jealous, devastated, disrespected, alienated, insignificant, worthless, inferior, inadequate, astonished, frightened, inadequate, insignificant, ridiculed, disrespected, embarrassed, devastated, insecure, jealous, resentful, violated, furious, enraged, provoked, hostile, frustrated, irritated, withdrawn, suspicious, skeptical, sarcastic, judgmental, revulsion, hesitant, remorseful, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent. Is there more than one layer of indifference? Is there more than 10? No, 9, 8, 7. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from Barbara's sinus cavity, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but also cutting all negative energetic cords and all negative energetic hooks from Barbara's body, mind, spirit, and soul. Proud. Accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, bored, lonely, optimistic, intimate, powerful, peaceful, loving, hopeful, sensitive, courageous, provocative, respected, fulfilled, confident, important, inquisitive, energetic, liberated. How do you feel, Barbara?
I feel better, actually. I do. I feel less fuzzy.
Yeah.
My throat still feels whatever this is that it feels.
Yeah. Well, hopefully within 24 hours you feel your cold subside.
And Barbara, do you have a fever? Because Ginger was saying she has a low-grade fever.
It comes and goes.
Okay, because that's what she was telling me. Auntie Barbara has a low-grade fever. So you got to make sure that you, you know, have some chicken soup, she's saying, Auntie Barbara.
And I have some, so I can actually have it.
Yeah, awesome.
Chicken soup for the soul.
Yes, yes. Yeah, see, she's got a fever. It comes and goes.
Yeah, I think that's part of that. I had that, it's like a flu, but it's like a cold or whatever.
Yeah.
I had it. And it hangs on, actually.
Well, I'd rather it didn't hang on. Okay, we do have a caller with their hand up, so let's get to this caller before we end the show.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Area code 111. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Akanksha. I actually called up, well, just to say hi to you and, yes, give you a hug.
Hello.
Well, that's so sweet. Well, do you want to hear if they have messages or anything for you?
They were all clearing for you, so I just wanted to say that I really, really love you, and you're, like, the best.
Aw, thank you. I love you, too.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well, that was so sweet of you.
So... Yes, now I'm speechless. Oh. Okay. There's something there that... DC, do you have something for Akanksha? There's something
yes.
there. I can't tell what it is.
You know what? I'm getting... one of the Ascendant Masters is coming forward. Master Melchizedek is coming forward, Akanksha, just for you. And he was associated with Archangel Michael and Jesus, okay? And like many ancient spiritual texts, okay? And
he's here
to help you to understand esoteric wisdom, okay? And he's letting you know that, you know, a situation can be healed, and it can be done by elevating your thoughts to a more positive level, okay?
Yes.
And he's asking you to call upon him when you need him and vision affirm only what you desire. Please don't focus on things that you don't desire, okay? And we also have Lady Nada coming forward, and she's saying, you know, Akanksha, that your heart, your beautiful heart, you know, is filled with love, and she wants to help you to really, like, allow it to really awaken and have a balance between giving and receiving and accept, you know, the beautiful divine love that is waiting to, you know, to be presented to you, okay? So we have Melchizedek and we have Lady Nada coming forward. And I don't know if you can feel your heart opening, but it's opening like a beautiful lotus flower. It's getting just, you know, bigger and it's vibrating with more love. Okay?
Yes.
And it's time for you, Akanksha, to really overcome any past pain that you've had, maybe letdowns, maybe heartbreak. Okay?
Yes.
And this is also a time that you're asked to really love yourself. And allow yourself to be, like, put on a pedestal, to be cherished, and to be loved by others, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, when true love is, you know, present, when divine love is present, Akanksha, there are no obstacles to overcome. Everything is going to be clear and pure, and your relationships are going to be, they're going to be brought, like, into a more harmonious level, okay?
Okay,
so please be open to receiving divine love you know, and giving divine love, and let it start with you and then spread it to others. And that's the message that I have, hon.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Agongsha.
Okay, Shoshona, let me check and see what they're telling me about you. Oh, just can you check her for a heart wall? That's what I'm getting.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Agongsha.
Okay, Agongsha. Okay, can I connect to you, Agongsha?
Yes.
Okay, is my name Agongsha? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Agongsha? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No. Okay. Does Agongsha possess a heart wall? No. Does Agongsha possess a hidden heart wall? No. Does Agongsha possess a sacred heart wall? Yes. Your sacred heart is to the right of your physical heart and down just a tad. It's your spiritual heart. Okay, is it more than a foot? No. Is it 11 inches, 10 inches, 9 inches, 8 inches? 8 inches thick. So 8 inches off your body, somebody could feel a heart wall or feel that sacred heart wall. Okay, it's anxious, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, joyful, interested, liberated, energetic, eager, liberated. Okay, is the heart wall or sacred heart wall still 8 inches thick? No, 7 inches, 6 inches, 5 inches. Aggressive, mad, hateful, hurt, submissive, insecure, scared, startled, confused, amazed, eager, energetic, liberated. Okay, is it still 5 inches thick, 4 inches thick, 3 inches thick, 2 inches thick? Rejected, submissive, humiliated, anxious, scared, startled, confused, amazed, ecstatic, amazed, or amused, liberated, eager, energetic, liberated. Okay, is it still 2 inches thick? No, 1 inch thick? No, 0. Yes, does Agongsha possess a sacred heart wall? No. Does Agongsha live in peace? Yes, you do. And I can hear that in your voice. You sound like you have a loving heart. Loving heart.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay, can I disconnect from Agongsha? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Agongsha? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Agongsha? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Alrighty.
Oh, thank
Wonderful.
You. I felt like I just felt really something going on in my heart area.
Cool.
Good. Now you're more open to love. Ooh, I wonder what that's going to bring.
I'm sending you lots of it right now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
and
for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to mute you and move to our last caller. Here we go. Okay, and our last caller is 111-111-1111. Hi, who's this?
I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care.
You are so sweet, Queen.
And you are magnificently sweet and loving and giving and healed and powerful and all the things that you want. I see you whole and holy and sacred and receiving your bliss and your blessings. I just called to say I love you.
Oh, you guys are going to make me start crying. You're all being so nice to me. Not that you're not normally nice to me. But this is just... thank you. You're so sweet.
You're welcome. I thank you for all you have done, will do for me and so many others. We collectively wish you the best. And with that, I say namaste.
Namaste. I love you.
I know, I love you too.
Okay. All right, ladies, we are finished with the show for today. Thank you both so much for coming on and filling the time, because I don't think I could have done it, to tell you the truth.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it was wonderful, and it was so nice to meet you. Oh, my goodness.
DC, how do I find you?
I'm on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll see a picture of DC Love, and it's myself with my in-spirit dog, Ginger. She's next to my side.
Okay.
And I'd love to connect with you, my goodness. And Barbara can, she'll give you information, too, if you need it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
But I thank two of you, ladies. Oh, my goodness. It's been so beautiful.
Yeah, it was very unexpected, but it was wonderful.
It truly was. It was such a gift. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you both have such beautiful
light together
with the world. What's that, Barbara?
I said the two of you work well together.
We all work well together, Barbara.
Yeah.
We all work together. Barbara's our beautiful high priestess. That's what Ginger's saying. And she's got that divine knowledge. She's teaching others. She said, Auntie Barbara has wisdom that goes back, many, many lifetimes. It's so ancient, the knowledge that she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please, Auntie Barbara, Ginger's saying, please honor your divinity and know that you are a magnificent leader, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty.
I can accept that. Well, thank you both so much. And everyone can hear Shoshona and experience emotional healing on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And they can hear DC Love and me on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So they can get more of both of you.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.